On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
It's Friday, and that means Tori Lagarde joins us. She's a humorist, and a baker, and a butcher, and she's made some candlesticks every once in a while.
That's right. And everybody's working for the weekend. Here's the weekend.
This is it.
All right.
This is kind of a wrap-up of nothing.
Well,
there's
no
wrapping.
The good weather's on its way out, so enjoy this time while it's here, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, climate change is making it hot.
I just stay inside, It's so much nicer inside.
I've had my fan going all week.
Yeah, it's been oppressive because not only has it been... Here's the weather report.
I know. Oh, my God. Pleasantries.
Oh, my God. Not only has it been hot, but it's been extremely humid.
Yes.
And it's
I thought
awful.
It was menopause. I didn't know what was happening.
Oh, no. It's happening
not, thank
to
God.
All the pauses.
Oh, God. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations to you.
Well, I think I'm in perimenopause, which is always like the before. Postmenopause is when you're afterwards. I'm still good every month, but
wouldn't that be premenopausal?
That's premenstrual.
What's
they call it perimenopausal.
Perry?
I know.
Some guy named Perry
makes
this
after,
up?
It's named after the Roxy Music guy.
Well, why would he have to come up with a menstrual system?
I don't know. Brian Perry,
Well, I don't care.
His love is the drug that I'm looking for or something, right?
This has to do with menstrual pains?
Yeah, probably.
Stupid.
These British people.
No kidding. They got nothing better to do but ruin
limeys.
Their teeth and eat crap.
Bloody limeys.
Yeah.
Prince Henry.
Did I tell you my... I remember. Did I ever tell you my accent story? I probably did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me.
Oh. There used to be a restaurant called El Torito's way back when.
Never heard of it.
1827.
From where? I mean, where? Here?
Yeah, it used to be one in Braintree.
No
it
way.
Was like a Mexican thing.
Oh, yeah, I would think so. I don't think it's Japanese sushi.
Yeah, welcome to El Torito's.
Very good.
So my friend and I, we got off work and we decided to go to this place. We sat at the bar and I said, let's do British accents and make believe we're not from this country.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
And let's see what the reaction is.
Sure.
Let's see if it pulls in conversations with other people.
Yeah.
Here and there, depending. Right. After a few drinks, I'm really good at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who isn't?
Who isn't good after anything, after a few
right.
drinks. So I'm sitting there with my friend and he starts it and I go, hey, that's all right, right? And the bartender, who was a guy, comes over and he engages in conversation immediately. Oh, where are you guys from?
Oh,
we have business. It's just for feeling. I haven't heard of that. And there were these two girls.
You sound like Robert Morley.
Oh, there's all kinds of accents. There's not just one British accent. You
right.
can be different
oh, sure.
people.
Yeah. Dialects. Yeah.
Sure. So there's these two girls sitting on the other side of my friend, and they turn around, and they seem interested. They're like, their conversation kind of slows down, like they're half
uh-huh.
listening. It was amazing how many people within our vocal vicinity started like paying attention.
Yeah.
And it was, wow, this really works.
Yeah, isn't that great?
And then and
people
my
are easy and stupid.
Yes, that is the lesson of the show. So... But I said to my friend, well, what happens if we get caught and somebody says, hey, what happened? I said, no, just to say we're actors out of
sure.
Boston and we're preparing
you
for a
You got to stay
part.
In character.
Yeah, that's all.
Right, like
so
Ben
it
Affleck.
Was a fun night. It was a fun night.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is people should try that just for fun, have some fun with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care.
I
They'll
do.
Never know.
I worked on a movie and did my accent the whole day. And even the extra people I met thought I was from England.
There you go.
Mark Myloid was the director, and he's actually British, and he's done Game of Thrones, he's done Entourage.
Did he catch you?
He was right there. I said, Mark's a buddy of mine, we go way back.
That's wonderful.
Well, fun.
It's good
hilarious.
Time. I don't think you're playing with the people. I think that you're just making things spicy.
Sure.
That's all.
I got to be interesting, or what am I doing?
No kidding.
Oh my God, I got a list of stuff.
Oh, shopping, head of lettuce, tomatoes.
First of all, I have to talk about Staples real quick.
Oh, yes.
I went to order something on Staples. Buyer beware right here. Caveat emptor. They said they had 15 of this item in the store. $2.99. Just a nothing item. Really, it doesn't even matter what you're getting. You could be getting a printer.
Don't matter.
So I ordered it, paid for it, yes. $2.99. That's all I have anyway. Yes. It was my last $3.
$2.99?
Sure. Uh-huh. Well, with tax, $3.18.
Okay.
I got that covered. So, but no shipping, I guess, because I'm going to go pick it up.
Okay, good.
Little while later, email, this item is unavailable.
Uh-oh.
So we'll probably refund your money. We won't charge you. But I haven't yet.
Yes.
But anyway, so I call right on the phone. I'm like, you know what? I could have already been all the way down there by the time you sent me this stupid email. And I said, she said, oh, you apologize. Because they always have to apologize. Yeah, well, it's so half-hearted.
Well, what are they supposed to say? Oh, well, I meant to make you feel horrible.
Well, they can't.
They apologize.
But you know what? This is fraud. And I'll tell you why.
What do they gain from it, Tori?
This is why it's fraud. It was on their website that they had so many at this store and so many at that store. She checked all the stores. Yes. Not only do they not have it there, they don't have it. They can mail it
anywhere to
me. They don't have it in the factory.
Yeah.
That's false advertising. Okay. You don't have that item. I don't think you can do that legally.
Well, I guess not. But what would be the point of them doing that on purpose, though? What would they gain from...
They got my money for 48 hours to get interest on. I don't know what they got. Oh, you'll get your money back. We're just holding it.
Well, they can make a fortune off of your $3.18.
Well, I mean, if they kept doing that in bulk.
I guess...
Why even, you know what? So I said, you know what? I'm just getting it through Amazon. But it's twice as much at Amazon.
Well, of course.
It's the same exact thing.
Well, of course. Is it ever coming into stock?
Who knows?
Oh, because I would see, because you're Tori. You don't understand who you are. You're Tori.
Do I need to use the power all the time, Ron? It gets tiring.
You know, hey.
I've gotten a lot of things.
You got it, use it.
With, you know, the media threat.
Well, I know. You could have very easily said, look, I'm with the media. And the least you can do is when it comes into stock to give it to me for free for my troubles.
Really?
And they certainly would have said, oh, yes, Mr. God.
Well, I'm you know, I just said I was going to podcast it. And I just did. And that's all that. Right, it's done. Right. But you know what I wanted?
Grant a free deal.
This is what I wanted. This is what I'm trying to get. You know how laptops have little cameras at the top?
Yes, I do.
Well, even Mark Zuckerberg covers his.
Oh, that.
But I
saw that on Shark Tank.
Well, you got to cover. Oh, they have a thing now for it? Well,
yes.
I'm trying to get one for $2.99 instead of the stupid Scotch tape I have over it, which I have to keep. I'm going to ruin the lens.
You know, Scotch tape you use, there's other ways to
cover it up. Well, see, I thought I'd get a cheap way that you're supposed to use, and I can't even do it, Ron.
Take a piece of cardboard. You fold a piece of cardboard, and it molds itself. It fits right over your camera, and you're done.
It's a good PSA for everybody.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
There's a thousand different ways of doing that.
All right. Well, I mean, I thought I'd do it the way you're supposed to do it, Shark Tank. Yeah. Don't even talk about Shark Tank.
You could also point it toward the ceiling of the camera.
No, it's not a camera.
Oh, it's stuck in the thing?
Yeah, it's in the lid. It's like a laptop.
The lid. The lid camera.
Yeah.
I got you.
So they make a little thing that slides back and forth that you stick on.
I
think it's perfect.
Oh, that's nice.
But the $8 or $6 at freaking Amazon for the same item.
Yes. You know, man, I wish I invented a piece of plastic and then charge people for a piece of plastic. Because that's all it is.
It is all it is.
It's a plastic little door.
But you got to be ingenious, apparently.
You have to. Oh, I wish.
I know, Ron. Ron's beating himself up. You should see him.
I
know. He's angry.
A website is like $10 a month.
Yeah.
And then you just got to find something really small and you go down to the post office once a week and
to get a domain, you mean, like a .com.
Yeah, .com.
Yeah.
And you sell your damn thing. And I always thought it doesn't even matter what you're selling. Someone's going to buy this stuff, no matter how stupid it is.
Because people are, you know, gullible and naive. Well, real quick also.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL protests, which we have to go back over it, but I wanted to get my dad's opinion. And because my dad, you know, he's very quiet.
He used to be mayor of a major city in Massachusetts, so he's a smart man. He's
very
always
smart.
Been, you know, very into stuff.
Right. So you should interview him again. I know you interviewed him before.
Yeah, but
definitely about the Trump thing, because he has a lot to say.
Well, who wouldn't?
I know. Yeah. Anyway, he said that Trump, I said, Dad, what do you think about these protests? Are you going to be protesting the NFL? He goes, hardly.
Yes.
And of course, he thinks people can do what they want. Big deal. It's Donald Trump is, quote, feeding red meat to the wackos.
Correct.
So it's this lunatic fringe, he called it, of people. And I'm surprised at the people on Facebook that I thought were respectable, you know, knowing adults with great professions that have fallen for this nonsense. I stand for the flag and I just, you know, I kneel for Jesus.
I think we both said in our podcasts that this has nothing to do with patriotism.
Exactly.
It was created, this knee thing was created because of a police incident with a black neighborhood. And then again, it surfaced because of the Charlottesville stuff.
Right.
It has to do with racial inequality, mm-hmm. about how people are treated.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a demonstration of that. And that's all it is. Trump turned it around and said these people are unpatriotic because they're not saluting the flag.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with it. And he made it even worse as far as I'm concerned, because
he did.
I mean, don't you dare, in this country, don't you dare tell me that I have to.
That's North Korea, by the way.
It is.
Why don't you move
That's
to
exactly
North Korea,
what it
you
is.
Flag
That's
wavers.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, I love this
they
country,
think they
but
know everything.
I know I do it because I want to, not because I have
right.
to.
Right. These are ignorant people yes. speaking up, and yeah. they're going to be on the wrong side of history. You hear me? I can't wait to put my fist in your face and say, look at me and look what you did to this country.
Someday, and it's going to take a cataclysmic, horrible thing to occur, but someday the people that support Trump to this moment, and I don't care if you voted for him before, I mean, you were stupid, but if you still do it to this moment, you are legitimately, you're being used. You're being used like a piece of dirt. This guy is manipulating you like a puppet, and you don't even realize it. You should realize it. You're being made a fool of, and you'll see that someday.
Well, some people want to dig their heels, and they're like, well, I voted, and I'm sticking by it because of their stupid ego. Yeah. Well, you're a fool.
Well, don't dig your heels. That's also a foolish thing to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enough about him. Do you know, I mean, just...
Well,
56% of Americans in a number of surveys, 56% of Americans say that Donald Trump is not fit to be president.
Of course.
That's more than half the country.
Right.
That's a recall deal. When you come to something like that, that's a recall deal.
And that's the people you can reach.
When a president has 36% approval rating, 36%, which is one-third of the country, it's time for a recall.
Have they asked the people in Puerto Rico? Are they included in the survey?
Well,
probably not. They can't be reached, and Donald Trump is still trying to help them?
Well, he doesn't want to interfere with the operation. Of course, when you fly over something, you're terribly interfering.
Yeah, he's a white nationalist, and these are specs to him, and he probably couldn't care less because he just caters to his little base.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not in the base. Unfortunately.
Not in the base.
So they can go without water and electricity, and he can go through the motions. You know, when you're forced to help because it's a PR thing and you're going to look bad, that's not the same thing as really genuinely wanting to help, like right. President Obama has done in the past.
Well, he spent the entire week of the Puerto Rican disaster and the week after he spent on the NFL thing. And that is just, why? Why did you do that?
He's stirring the pot.
I don't know why this man thinks that his opinions have to be all of ours.
Well,
that's the weird thing. He says something weird and he says, right? Am I right? Of course I'm right. No, you're not. You're not me. Stop talking for me. I don't want to be associated with you, you little prick. Okay.
But also Puerto Rico now, I've watched the reporters there.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work? Why are the reporters there? What do they do there? If they have no water and no electricity, what are you doing there, man? Why would you want to go there and report?
They're in areas that are generators.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
They're supplied with that stuff, and they have generators, and they're able to Skype. And
so they get the perks because they're journalists?
Yeah, they're using satellites and antennas in order to communicate.
Okay.
Well, of course,
I still don't know if I'd really want to go there, even if I got paid.
No. I thought about that. There used to be this woman, Shelby Scott, who used to be with Channel 5 in Boston.
I heard that name. Yeah, yeah.
And whenever there was a snowstorm, they call up. And she was like, she wasn't young. She was like 55 years old.
Oh, my God.
They said, Shelby, snowstorm, stand in the middle of the highway for 12 hours. Yes, you bet. You bet, sir.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
And she'd stand there, and there'd be like ice chips coming off of her nose and
abuse,
stuff.
She liked abuse, huh? There's people
well,
like
she
that,
wanted
though.
To be in television, and they said, okay, you want to be in television?
Wow,
in
how
television.
Bad do you want it?
That bad.
Oh, my God.
That's it just,
You know, one time I would do it, but repeatedly, I'm the mule. I'm a mule. I don't want to be treated like that.
No. Of course, you think that you're performing this incredible service for people, but people are looking at you going, what an asshole
like,
standing out there
I
in the
know,
middle of the
like
window.
Like these people in the hurricane.
Go inside.
They're being blown
Shoot
over.
Shoot something through a window. Why do you have to... Why do you have to stand out in the middle of it? What is that? Do we have to see the intensity of it by how much it's screwing you up?
I mean, old woman? Stop it.
Stop it. Just stop it. Stop it. It's part of Tori's Stop It Tour.
I've got to stop a lot of things there, apparently.
Well, when you do the tour.
I will.
You've been off the tour for a while, I noticed.
I gotta do it. I'll go back on the tour.
All right, fine.
And election signs are still up, Ron, of people that lost. Remember we talked about this last year and the year before
this
and the year before?
All the time. In every city, in every town.
Two guys are in it for mayor.
Yes.
For the fall.
Yes.
Why? There were six people running. I see the other four people's signs still up.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Get them down.
Well, you know, we want to get them up.
Should
but
be embarrassed.
After the election, those signs are a source of embarrassment.
Yeah.
And I say, you know what I'm thinking?
What?
Leave them up and just put a little sticker on them that says loser.
I'm going to start making some loser stickers.
Yes, why
I'm
not?
I'm going to go to Staples.
Yes.
I think they got some there.
I think if they're on somebody's property, you're not supposed to touch them.
But what about public property? I see right across from George's Cafe on Belmont Street.
Do it. Loser.
Stop
loser
it.
Stickers. Loser stickers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Carpenter's the biggest signs. They're the size of houses.
Well, he's
nice to have money.
He's the incumbent mayor of a city in Massachusetts.
He has billboards that you see on highways, on people's lawns.
Yeah, I know.
What is that about?
You should see the signs in his living room. Anyway, I told you, he used to be a real estate agent.
Oh,
and
yeah.
His
what
picture,
hasn't he done?
His picture used to be on a sign on the lawn anyway. So I never knew if he was running
he
for office or selling the
signs.
House. I know it. Never no idea.
And now he doesn't want his face on there. He just wants his neighbor to carpenter to build a city.
Well, there's no room.
Well, that's so clever.
Yeah.
Well, did he get so clever? He's going to use that till the end.
You know that's what Jesus used for his campaign when he was running for Son of God.
Oh, well, if he's trying to be like Jesus, he's not doing a great job.
Same. It was the same phrase, takes a carpenter.
Sure. So he's appealing to the fringe right weirdos.
The fringe. Well, the fringe everything. Fringe right, fringe left, fringe,
lunatic
fringe.
Yeah,
fringe,
like that
fringe,
song.
Fringe. Here's an interesting thing.
Good, because I'm running out.
Well, I get plenty of it. Town in France, France, Ile de Ré, they actually have oyster vending machines now.
Ooh.
And I thought, that sounds a little unsanitary.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not going to have an oyster out of a machine.
Oh, my God. That's like suicide. Who would do that?
I'm like Valley Girls. Oh my God.
Give me
that.
Oh, my God. An oyster?
Yeah.
I don't even trust a sandwich.
I don't trust a sandwich.
So that's really...
I don't even trust a sandwich.
Out of a vending machine?
Funny. Yeah.
That's like a convenience store hot dog. Stop
that's
this.
That's awful. I mean, I think there has to be some like sanitation deals going on with oysters. I mean,
in
don't
France, they probably have nothing there.
Well,
no
probably,
rules. There's no rules. Thunderdome.
How do you know if you've eaten something bad in France, though? I mean, everything's kind of weird. They eat snails.
They don't have the
like
FDA
right out of the
like
ground.
We do.
Yeah.
Ooh, escargot. Ooh. Escargot, then you go to the bathroom. Escargot.
Escargot. Right away.
Which reminds me, I had, well, go on about that, but I had cornbread this morning, and that's a bad idea.
Why?
It's full of gluten, and I knew that, but I was anxious.
Oh, yeah. You know they have gluten-free cornbread.
Yeah, it probably tastes like gravel.
It probably does. You're
but
right.
I ate a piece, and I haven't eaten corn. I don't really eat cornbread that much. They serve it with dinner, and I'm like, that's too sweet.
You like corn?
Corn's in everything.
Yeah. Corn's good. I love corn.
Yeah, I had the
corn
too.
In everything now.
As soon as I go to the bathroom, I went, when did I have corn?
Corn is about the only thing that doesn't get digested in the system, I believe.
It goes through you like a bullet.
Like a piece of corn.
Sure.
It comes out.
I try to chew really good because I know what's going to happen. I'm like, get that kernel extra chewy.
Yeah.
Chew it up good. One swallow, and I go, oh, that's the end. There
so like, so I guess there are no nutrients that the body gets from corn because it just doesn't touch it.
Good one.
I mean, you know, seriously, how are your digestive juices that break down like raw meat, how do they not touch corn? I don't understand.
Because
corn's like kryptonite or something.
Well, it is, but it has a cellulite cover to it.
Oh, it's got a cover on it.
Like tomato seeds and cucumber seeds, there's a thing on there that just, it's gold passes right through.
Well, I can see the seed because that's a hard device. But,
it's the same principle.
Well, it's the same principle, but it's something hard where maybe the body would take more digestive juices
like
to
popcorn,
break it down.
Like popcorn, popcorn. You see popcorn come out you too?
Oh, I don't. It up. I kind of don't. You see popcorn coming out of you? Out
no
of
one's
where?
Listening to this, right?
Out of where?
It depends on. Sometimes it's really
are
like
you talking
flaky.
About the seeds or the real popcorn?
No.
I've never noticed popcorn coming out of me.
Are you sitting on a heater at all? Because I sit on heaters.
It just flies out.
I smell a screenplay. Yes. Adam Sandler, are you listening?
I did not know that about the popcorn.
Well, like, sometimes it's shredded. I notice it being shredded.
Yeah.
Because, it won't digest. It's a kernel.
You
can only chew it so good. The kernel part, the fluffy part you can digest. But that kernel at the bottom, careful.
Really?
Careful now.
Huh. I've never noticed that. I mean, the corn is obvious.
Well, I don't dissect what's happening. I just kind of maybe observe it.
You do every once in a while. I'll turn around, take a look.
Yeah. You got to. I want to look every
not
time.
Not always. Not always. Well, you have to turn around to hit the lever.
Right, yeah.
So why not take a glance? But,
yeah, what happened just now?
Let's analyze.
Do I need a birth certificate? What just happened?
Yeah, that's corn's amazing. I don't. There's weirder stuff that we eat, and yet corn just makes.
No,
it
I don't
through.
Eat weird things.
Yeah,
I don't like eating weird things.
Maybe we could travel through space.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say time. Oh, because that's what I want to do.
Well, I could. Well, I don't have the time for that.
Space and time.
You could actually travel through space and be totally protected inside a piece of corn.
You think?
Well, I don't know.
How do you breathe?
Our digestive. Well, I don't know. I have no idea about that part. I'm just talking about not
being
eaten up.
You need a spacesuit, Ron. Haven't you watched any movies? You need spacesuits.
The corn would be the spacesuit. The spacesuit would be made of corn, so that nothing you can't be digested.
That sounds like a cartoon. I don't think you could really make a movie like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Sounds like Rick and Morty.
Rick and Mortis.
You don't watch Rick and Morty. You should do that.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Is this like another game that you get in the car and you go to a place?
It's an animated series. That's Adult
Swim. Not familiar with it. Sorry.
Like Mike Tyson Mysteries.
He is, isn't he?
But I mean, no, he's got a TV show. It's a cartoon. For
really?
Like 3 years now.
Wait a minute now.
Are you kidding me?
Mike Tyson, the boxer?
I thought we talked about this. There was actually one in the ECAT show. A year ago, George put up the graphic.
I don't know what that is.
Oops. Yep. Mike Tyson Mysteries. It's only 11 minutes long. You have time for that.
Does he bite somebody's ear off in every episode?
No. But he swears, and it's so funny because it's really him doing the voice.
Really?
Yes, and he's swearing, and he's talking like Mike Tyson, and it's great. He has the same birthday. When's my birthday again? June 30th.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. I'm super, super serious.
I can't imagine anybody walking into a television executive's office saying, I got a great idea for a show. We have Mike Tyson swear in a cartoon, and that's it.
And he has Norm MacDonald as the pigeon.
Yeah.
And Sung Yi, I guess, is his Asian daughter. And
Sung Yi is Woody Allen's wife?
Well, no, I think that's not the right name. Sung Young? I don't know. The Asian daughter, anyway.
Of what?
Is his Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Which is the character in there. And then the gay ghost.
Does Mike Tyson actually have an Asian
daughter? No. Oh, okay. And then Marcus, the gay ghost.
All right. This is very strange.
That's awesome. It's so great. I love it.
Where do you find this?
Cartoon Network. It's
really?
Adult Swim. It's so funny. And it's only 11 minutes. They wrap it up real quick. And so at 10 minutes,
like
a minute for
part.
Credits.
I don't care what it is. 11 minutes I can handle.
Oh, it's awesome.
Wow.
It's so clever. And it's full of disgusting, inappropriate humor.
That's strange.
Yeah, I
never watched the Cartoon Network because I thought it was all cartoon stuff.
I'll make you a disc of some of the shows and let you see.
I can watch it.
Can you? All right. I've showed my kids.
I know how to do it.
Have you? Okay. Yeah. I've showed my kids and they love it too. They had never heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, your kids
are grown. I'm not going to show it to a five-year-old.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. See, I thought everything on the Cartoon Network was...
Adult Swim is not. Yeah, Teen Hunger and Challenge. I mean, what do you call
Adult
those?
Adult Swim.
Yeah.
It's a weird phrase.
Like Ghost, Coast to Coast, Ghost... What is it? Ghost, the ghost guy.
Casper?
No.
What? It's the only ghost I know.
Oh, Ron.
I know personally, but I know.
Space Ghost.
I remember Coast Space to Coast. Ghost. Okay, that wasn't necessary. That was like a Batman thing.
Well, it's a little irreverent, the humor. So
was that Adam West doing the voice?
No, it was George. What's his name? He was at Pensacon last winter when I was in Florida. I wish I met him now. Oh,
I don't know who that
George,
is.
George, what's his last name? Everyone's like, oh, you know, and George would be like putting up.
Oh, with the guy
graphics.
In Star Trek? George
Takei? No, not him.
Sun Yi?
George,
George Lopez?
No.
George?
Space Ghost. Look it up. Space
Hamilton?
Ghost.
Hamilton?
No.
Washington?
He's the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, he is. Well.
That's not right.
Well, he is in for the summer series.
The Colonel. Yeah.
Only in the summer. There's another one.
No kidding.
There's a couple of them. I think Norm MacDonald is also one of them.
He's also the pigeon. Mike Tyson.
I understand that.
He gets around.
So I heard.
Well, he's a man turned into a pigeon by his wife. Who put a spell on him.
Okay, but that's the cartoon.
Sure.
Okay.
And he's disgusting. He masturbates and everything. This pigeon, it's...
On the Cartoon Network.
They talk about it,
This is awful.
It's great.
You know, you can't do this anymore.
It's Adult Swim.
What time is it on?
Probably at 11 o'clock at night.
All right, that's a little better.
Look at you, Ron's in his defensive pose now.
Because I think
arm
this
blocked.
Is wrong. I think it's wrong. This is why society gets all
you
messed up.
You said you'd watch it. Now you're backpedaling.
Well, it sounds interesting, but I don't want other people to see it. Anything that I can't sit down on a couch and watch with my daughter,
really,
it shouldn't happen. Yes, that's my barometer.
What can you watch then?
Not much.
I know. My God,
not much.
I watched Game of Thrones with my brother once.
Yeah,
it was a lot of awk.
Yeah, I don't like awk. I think if something's going to be awk, then it shouldn't be happening.
Okay,
that's my feeling.
Okay,
unless it's got corn involved.
Well, corn's in everything. You can't get away from corn.
Not everything, Tori. Not everything.
I make popcorn. Bet you didn't know that.
Sounds like an interesting porno
I just sit
film.
On a heater. It's fine. And winter's coming. Winter is coming.
Yeah. Winter is interesting. It's Well, the fall is. I love the fall. Yeah, most people
always
love
say
it.
That.
Most people
no,
like
most,
it.
Yeah,
you
but
don't?
No, God, no. It's the preemptive, the preclusive,
of a horrible season. That's the part I'm talking about. I think the fall is great, but then in the back of my mind, I know,
yeah,
I know,
I can't. I get depressed. I have that serotonin level thing.
No, I've felt that way for quite some time now. I've never liked the winter ever because bad things happen, and I can't do what I need to do. Not that I need to do anything.
You don't even go out though, really. So
no, it doesn't
how does
matter,
it involve?
Actually.
Yeah,
Heating costs are higher.
There you go. That's true.
That's about it.
And you got to shovel your driveway. Can't you hire someone though for that?
Yeah, which is costly once again.
Oh yeah, okay.
I mean, it's a very expensive time of year.
It is.
And then stupid Christmas, where you have to feel obligated to
just become Muslim. That's what I think.
Yeah,
I think you should do.
Then you have to become Muslim.
Oh yeah.
I'm not into.
What does that mean?
The problem with Muslim and all religions is that I don't like to conform to anything.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If I'm going to have a religious experience, it's going to be a 1-to-1. It isn't going to be among a group of 10,000-20,000 facing the same direction at the same time. What if I'm behind some guy who's got a smelly ass?
So you do know about
Islam? Yes. Oh, absolutely. I got to face the east and then
Mecca. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you shake it all around. You do the hokey pokey.
Well, and you do more than once a day.
Yes, and I don't have that kind of time.
I can't even do anything once a day. You see how my podcast is even late.
Yes.
Can you imagine if I had to pray 5 times a day
no,
minimum?
No, I cannot.
How am I doing that?
I don't know.
I'm not.
That's
I can't.
That's like brushing 5 times a day. There's no point.
They'd have to chop my hands off or something. I'd fail.
See, that's what religion, I think, doesn't understand, is that it's supposed to be a one-to-one relationship with your God.
That's spiritualism, and I believe in that.
I believe in that, certainly. Yeah. But isn't religion just spiritualism only among masses?
Not when you're trying to collect money. When you
well, that's the point of it, isn't it?
When you want a whole organization.
Yeah, I wonder why they have churches. Let's think.
Well, Donald Trump, didn't he? I hear him tossing around an idea of having churches pay taxes,
yes,
maybe.
Yes.
That's not a good idea because then they have a voice in something. I think that was, they should keep that separate. Do your religious thing over there. Don't involve it in the state, in the government, and then you're getting into a slippery slope. I don't think the government should be involved in religion in any way.
I think if you own property, you pay taxes.
Okay.
And I think it should be divided amongst the parishioners. Because churches go out and they're very opulent, you see. In some countries, they actually have removed the opulence from these buildings to make them more pure.
Yeah, I've seen here strip malls, these churches.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of these, I mean, now we've kind of pared them down to some extent, but there was a time in our recent history where there were gold laden and the most expensive things, marble shipped in from Italy, and it's like, well, this is a house of worship.
What kind of message is that
it's
sending?
It's not a Bernie and Phil's. I mean, what are you doing? Why?
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing with the parishioners' money? You're importing this wonderful opulence? What are you? Yeah. What is that about?
Well, now we're catching on, and there's the internet, and it's not the dark ages anymore.
I mean, that's as stupid as voting somebody into the White House who already lives in a palace with gold chairs and gold leaf
gilded toilets.
Yeah, I mean,
who could that be?
Who would vote for somebody like that as a person who represents the common man? That's a funny idea.
Yeah, that's how ignorant people are.
That should be on Cartoon Network at 11 o'clock.
White America, man, I'm telling you.
I don't know.
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about. Open your eyes, people. What's happening, what they're doing to you, what they're saying to you,
A lot of these people, though, I think, Ron, legitimately don't have friends or don't have a group, so they want to latch on to these people that accept them who are the Trump people. They're like, I'll just go along with that because they like me.
It's a business attitude. Not every business person has it, but it is rampant, where all the money is for me, and too bad you can go out and earn it too if you want to, which is not the case. And companies, now Trump wants to give them a tax break, a business tax break.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't have to pay as much as taxes. And you would think, that they're going to hire more people now. No, they're going to give me larger wages now. No,
they're going to keep more money now.
They're going to keep more money in their pocket now, and your vice presidents and your president and CEOs will be doing very well. Your worker will be working twice as hard for the same money. You fools, you fools. That's what you voted for.
Did you hear the latest controversy, too, about these three people in the Trump administration?
Yes.
They're using the planes to fly all around for thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yes, yes. And honeymoons and trips and things like that.
They're using government for themselves instead of government for the people, people that are without power right now.
It's similar to a business person who says, let's go out for dinner. Let's go to a $500 dinner and get $200 steaks. Oh, we can't afford that. Oh, don't worry, I'll write it off as a business expense. Yeah. But we're not in business together. Oh, all we have to do is just talk something about business for 2 minutes, and technically it was a business meeting.
Yeah, these are the slimy people who do that.
Come on, man. And who are you trying to... Who are you cheating? You know who you're cheating? The taxpayer. That's who you're cheating.
And believe me, Ron, it trickles down, because I'll tell you this. About 3 years ago, someone invited me to lunch, and he was a construction guy.
Yeah.
And it was a pleasant lunch talk, and he said, you know, you should get her. This was back when Christo's was open, so it was a while ago, because I remember it was at Christo's.
Which is a restaurant.
A very big restaurant in the local area. Uh-huh. And he said, you should keep your receipt, because get a copy, because you can write this off. I don't do taxes that intricately where I write things off. I just, whatever. But it was interesting that even this guy's just like an ignorant nothing with a construction license. And he says, this is what you do. Mm. Oh, is that what everybody is doing then? Mm-hmm. Not just these rich people, Ron. That it means all these people are trying to get their finger in the pie.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And that's the direction that we're heading in. And with a businessman running the country, this is the attitude that's going to occur. And by the way, with this new tax plan, I don't know if anybody's, they haven't even put it on paper yet. They're just talking about it. The middle class, no effect whatsoever. The rich, making out really nice.
Sure.
And the red states, the Republican states, maybe okay. The blue states, the Democratic states, they're going to get screwed. It's interesting. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. I just hold my breath for 3 more years.
Well, I don't think it'll go that long. But the problem is Pence will get in, and it'll be other problems, but it won't be Donald Trump problems.
It's different. I mean, I've said before, I've lived through Republicans many times in my life.
Yeah.
I've disagreed with many of them vehemently, but
Bob Dole has never looked so good to me right now.
I think George Bush used to be the biggest, dumbest idiot, and I used to say so, and now I look back at him. Bush-isms. He was a compassionate gentleman, is what he actually was.
He was funny. He was more fun to make fun of, because it was harmless fun.
I totally missed the boat with him. He's a decent individual, because you compare it to the devil incarnated, and Bush becomes a really smart, decent individual.
Now, when you mentioned the devil, which you just did now.
Yes, I did.
I heard that. Prince Harry was the controversy. I told you he was. Did I mention that he had his hands in a way standing next to Melania Trump? And that's been talked about and talked about. I think what I think it means is he's saying that these people are the devil.
Yeah.
And he's given the little cue.
Yeah.
He's not the devil. Harry's not the devil. He's saying these people
are
Antichrist.
Yes.
He was to come to power.
Yes.
666.
Yes.
It's Revelations.
No question about it.
So how much more evidence do you need, people? You voted for the devil. And you know what? Now it's going to be like to get fed. You're going to have to go into this thing. You're going to be a Trump supporter. Wouldn't that be crazy if you had to, like, your allegiance to him, or you wouldn't get fed?
Yeah.
Like Puerto Rico's not getting food or water or whatever. That's prophesied, actually, and I'm not even that religious,
correct,
but that's in the end times. Okay?
Yes, it could happen.
That scares me a little bit, because if things are really going in that direction and no one stops it, what do you do?
Well, you got 36% of the country that supports him, and the other doesn't, so that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't mean that we're not going to go through some very difficult, frustrating times, but no. The only thing I'm scared about.
Just be logical. No,
well, that's from when that prophecy was thrown out to now, it's a different situation. Social media is actually can work for you or against you. In this case, it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Social media can gather people together and stamp out the smaller amount
of idiots. Shine a light right on this stuff.
Yeah, and Trump uses social media in order to manipulate, but his numbers aren't there to be successful at it. All he does is make himself more vulnerable. And this Mueller guy, if Robert Mueller, the special investigator, is listening, let's get some stuff going here, babe. I mean, you know.
Yeah, Donald Trump's trying to distract with this NFL stuff. He wants to get everyone away from Russia.
We know that. He hasn't said a word about Russia at all.
Because he's trying to create other controversies as fast as he can.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
You know that North Korean kid that was, he was in North Korea?
Oh, okay. No.
the kid that was killed.
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
yes.
You know what the parents, they refused to do an autopsy because they're religious.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works again? Now, we can't really find out.
Mm-hmm.
Only you could do a post-mortem, which is not an autopsy, by the way.
Yep.
Look it up.
Yep.
So they could look at him and see what might have happened.
Well, you know what?
But they would no autopsy.
What difference does it make?
I think
I really don't think it does.
We know what happened, sure. But I mean, now to say, because of religious reasons, certainly, we don't want this done?
Yeah, well, that's...
We don't want the real answers?
No, that's in the Constitution. The religion kind of cuts off access, and that's that. That's the way they wrote this book, and that's the deal,
I guess. A good point, the Constitution. So you've got to follow all of it, not part of it, then.
Right. Yes. Well, that's the idea, yeah.
See?
That's the concept.
The concept. Yeah. What a concept.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no
idea. These founding fathers, they were just ideas.
I don't know
really
what they think they found. It's very difficult. Well, you know, that's
they found land that they kicked the Native Americans off. What do you mean?
I know.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
Well, people should say they're sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, that helps. Sorry,
no,
not
this
sorry.
Country has done some horrific things in its past, but it doesn't mean that it's okay to do them now. We're supposed to be smarter, although it wasn't long ago that we were incredibly stupid.
Why? When?
It wasn't longer than Truman? Maybe 20, 25 years ago that, 30 years ago, where women didn't have a say.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that there were gay people would actually be lynched. Black people would be used as tools and lynched accordingly. I mean, that wasn't all that long
You're
ago.
You're right. But now Saudi Arabia is letting women drive. What do you think of that? Did you hear that?
Ooh.
But what happens when they get in an accident? They're going to go life in prison. I mean, I don't understand the logic here. Well, is it good or bad? What's happening right now? Are they trolling these women?
They're steps. These are all steps.
Will they ever put in jail for driving? I think I heard they were
personally,
sometimes.
You couldn't make me wear a burqa if you tried. On a hot day like
clash
that.
Clash with your glasses.
Well, that's the point. Right. Yeah. I don't know what kind of hairstyle to do. What kind of heels do you wear? With a burqa.
You could be a guy under there.
Of course.
I mean, guys have posed as women in these certain circumstances with burqas.
How can you imagine it's like 200 degrees every day in that climate, and yet they're wearing like burlap.
You're martyrs. You're supposed to suffer. You're suffering for the greater religious good.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, I think we're all suffering to some extent. This is Trump is my burqa.
That's a good button. Yes, get those buttons made. Staples, are you listening? Do you have any in stock?
Staples. Yeah. Here we have thousands in stock now.
I'm sorry.
Tori. Come on down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we don't. Yeah, Avon had 28 of them.
Yeah.
None.
None.
Lies. She goes, well, maybe they might have been bought up, you know. Okay. In the last half an hour.
Yeah. No, this isn't the Home Shopping Club.
It's fraud. It's fraud. It's fraud.
Yeah. Whatever it's called.
I'll expose it. Tori exposes it. I have a book, remember?
That's right. Stop it and expose it.
Tori exposes you.
Ooh, I don't know what kind of book that is.
Well, George had it on the E-Cat show.
Yeah.
So I guess I got to write it.
Yeah, I guess so. I've enjoyed watching my own show now. See, Tori and I do a television show after we do this radio program.
For 3 long years.
Yeah. And we do it. We talk like this is it, only there's television cameras in front of us. And then it goes into post-production, way post. And they put all these funny things on the screen as we're talking, which is really like the other half of the show.
I pushed down Phil Donahue's face.
That was so cool.
Wasn't that good? I forgot to tell George. I love that part.
Yeah,
that was tricky. I couldn't have done it.
George is a producer, and he also does the this post-production stuff with all these images that come up on the screen.
Awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
It is. Where can we find that, Tori? I have no idea.
That's www.
That's where I'm going wrong.
I know.
Why even say that?
I know. Why even say it? I think you can just speak into your Google phone at this point. Google, help me. EastonCat.org.
Okay. EastonCat.org. And you'll see us there. And it's a very interesting concept for a radio show, actually, on television.
This is the best show on there, dude.
Well, dude, in comparison to other shows,
unless you like meetings.
Unless you like meetings.
If you're a meeting junkie, you're a founded mother. Well,
that's what, a lot of cable television is just meetings.
I know.
But that way you don't have to put your clothes on and go sit in that boring thing. You can eat a sandwich or jerk off while you're watching the meeting.
Well, I need to talk to you off air about other cable stations that aren't Easton that I've been checking out. So Easton, you're safe. It's not you.
Uh-oh. Sounds scathing. Watch out for the wrath.
The cure for insomnia. I've discovered you. At 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
We got about 3 minutes left. Do you have anything
that
you want to...
Are we being timed? Nice.
Yeah, like an egg.
Ew. I've burned through my topics.
I burned through my topics.
Yeah, because it was,
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I got nothing else either. Oh, here's something interesting, which is very complimentary to us.
Oof.
There was an Italian bank robbery last week in Turin. You ever heard of Turin, Italy?
I have not.
Yeah. It was a robbery, and the and there were five masked men. And guess what masks they were wearing?
Donald Trump.
Yes.
I just, as a lucky guess, I mean.
You know, Halloween is coming up. Don't be surprised that the number of Trump costumes or Trump masks that you see will be infinite.
Well, I appreciate the mask, but I want to know what's going on with the costume underneath. What are they going to do with it? Just not a business suit. Yeah. Are they going to have devil costumes?
Oh, no, or? That's too political. No, it'll be a business suit with the gold hair, and they'll be putting orange makeup on, and that should pretty much do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's just great that the President of the United States is the biggest joke going right now in many regards.
Oh, sure.
Especially around Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you hand out candy in your neighborhood?
No one shows up.
That's nice.
It's the Addams Family house.
Well, that's,
why do you want to go there?
Why? What do you mean?
Because it's creepy looking. Our house is creepy looking.
Well, it's perfect for Halloween then. I know, what you're saying.
I should dress it up creepy.
Oh, I'm sure people could. If there was a light
it's
on outside.
It's a dead-end street. No one comes down dead-end streets. They want to get candy quickly. I used to use a pillowcase when I go around.
Yeah. I did, too. Yeah. We had a thing when I was trick-or-treating called UNICEF.
Oh, trick-or-treat for UNICEF.
Yeah, and people would give you candy and pennies.
Okay. You get a little box, cardboard box? Sure.
Yeah. And I remember one year my mother telling me, no, you're not supposed to eat the pennies, you jerk.
Oh,
I didn't know. I did not know. I thought everything was edible. I thought it was those chocolate coins.
Oh, yeah. Those are always terrible.
Well, they're wrapped nicely.
They're always old and stale.
I know. But I used to do that for UNICEF, and then I'd bring it into the school the next day and some candy, and we'd all have candy and get sick.
I did one for my church. We had the church things.
Oh, that's nice.
Episcopals.
Wow.
But, Halloween. Yeah. I don't like when people give out old candy, the same old lady giving out the candy every year from the same bag. Yeah. You know, it started to get old.
Did I ever tell you about my father was Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Strange man. And and most people, when they go to church, they pass a basket around,
mm-hmm.
and you put money in the basket, sure. and then somebody at the end of the aisle takes a little bit and then continues on.
What?
I don't know. I'm not sure that happens. Anyway, you put money in the basket, and that's how you support the church.
Yeah.
The Jewish people, at least in New Jersey when I was growing up, they
Jersey
actually,
Jews?
The Jersey Jews. The Jersey Jews of Jersey. They would actually send a bill in the mail on a monthly basis.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Seriously?
Well, you know what? That's not exclusive to the Jews.
Really?
No. There's.
I found that odd. What are you going to do to collect from me?
Well, I don't know if it's technically a bill, but in the Episcopal Church, my parents went to years and years ago.
It's an invoice.
Is it?
Yes.
I think they could have a thing where you just automatically gave that much, and they just kept track of it that way, and that was easier.
What, through the internet, through your credit card?
No, I don't know. You just, maybe it was a bill, like you say, but I think it's not just temples that would do it.
Really?
I think it might be actual other religions.
I found that very odd.
It is, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, hello. You forgot us last week, so we'll just send
the Jewish
thing
is a little bit different. It's like $200 a month, but if you pay now, it's only $180. I'm not sure.
Really?
No, I'm only kidding.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to go to temple. I'm not going to convert then. It sounds very monetary.
Yeah, I was shocked. And my father was quite mad about that because they went to that system when we were going to that particular temple.
How can they charge you to pray? Can't you just pray at home then?
Well, the fact is, it's not voluntary. You must pay this.
Oh, to be part of the temple?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Well, to get a seat.
Oh.
You actually had to get a seat. There were like season tickets.
Were they assigned seats?
Yeah. Some of them. Well, if you paid the VIP prices.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the back.
It's amazing. It was like they were running a Radio City Music Hall or something. It was very, very odd. The whole thing was
odd. I might have liked that, though. It sounds exciting.
I think a basket would be nicer. You just put in what you can, but of course.
Yeah, that's how everything worked. But sometimes I guess there's
that. Apparently not. All right, Tori, we're out of time.
Good.
Oh, you always say that. You make it such a
Ron, to get me here at all is.
Oh my God.
I'm such a homebody.
Then the listeners should feel really honored that this even occurred.
I'm sure they do.
She said, Tori Lagarde, you can hear her show and hear her brain explode by herself on Tuesdays.
Angry. It's my angry week.
Yeah, she does it once a
week. She stayed home today.
Whatever. Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.